Hey, good morning. It's Coast 93.1. The Blake Show with Kelly and Todd. We're continuing Blown Off here. Normally, it's a great first date. Now you're getting blown off. You can't figure out why, and you contact us. Jess, are you still there?
Yes.
Okay. Jess called and said, I'm blowing this guy off, and I just want to tell you. Okay. So we got the whole story about the date at the Japanese restaurant, and she felt uncomfortable about the shoes and the sitting down thing. And it took a couple of tries, but we have your date on. Is it Mike?
Hello.
Hi, Mike.
We just kind of wanted to get your side and take on this date.
Okay.
So it sounds like the date could have gone better.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would say so.
Off the air a second ago, you kind of indicated that you weren't surprised not to get a response.
Well, yeah, no. I mean, it's weird. I figured a second date was out of the question since you were so rude.
Oh.
Oh, my God!
Well, what from your perspective, then, that you go to this Japanese place and you're kind of like, you know, enforcing the rules.
Yeah, I mean, she was really... At first, I thought she was really cute, kind of like trying to figure out the chopsticks, but she complained about taking off her shoes and was really kind of loud about that. And then she complained about sitting at the tatami tables. It was just unnecessary. It's like you have to, you know, find respect and appreciation for other cultures and something that's outside of what you're normally doing. And I think, you know, I think she had, you know, a bit more sake than she had food. So
yeah, I had more sake than food because I couldn't eat because I was before.
But what did you mean by rude?
So when we were sitting there, she was not having a great time, I can tell. But when she said, like, why don't you people just use forks?
Oh, God.
That's not okay.
Okay, hold on. I have to.
Did you say that to a server?
Oh, God.
She said it in front of a bunch of people, a bunch of the staff and other people sitting at the right. Like, it was really, I was embarrassed. Mm. It's my favorite restaurant. Like, I almost feel bad about showing my face there again.
Oh, I have to like interject because like I'm like super embarrassed that you're saying this because like I didn't mean it in that way. Like that sounds so bad. I just meant the people dining at the restaurant. Like I just meant everyone there. Like why won't anyone let me use a fork? Is like what I meant. Like I didn't.
Okay.
I'm just like that sounds so bad, and I'm like sorry. I just wasn't into it, and like. I didn't want to sit on the floor because I had on a cute skirt and I was hangry and like, I don't know. There's no excuse for that what I said, but that's, I just need to say that like, that's not what I meant at all.
Okay.
Well, yeah. All right, listen, I guess, I don't know. I was overly excited about taking her to this place because I love it so much. And I thought it was just going to be a really unique date and just something different and unique. And I guess I took it too far, but I don't think she needed to act that way.
Man, this is awkward.
Yeah.
Can I tell you what?
Yeah. Would either of you be interested in another date, or was it like this was just...
I don't think so. If she doesn't see what she did wrong, I don't think there's any way to reconcile that.
Okay. I guess I'm just still confused because, again... You did text me and wanted to see me again, so that's kind of weird that, like,
hoping you were going to react differently to how the date was handled, so, you know.
Right. Okay, yeah. Well, I'm not interested either. That's kind of why I called in, so I'm
right.
Good, but.
Okay.
Okay.
Oh, my God. Is it over?
Okay. Well, thanks for answering, Mike.
Yeah.
And Jess, thanks for reaching out to announce you were blowing him off.
I mean, I enjoy that part.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Thanks, guys.
Okay.
Yeah, thank you.
Take care.
Okay. Happy trails.
If you're ever getting blown off, go to coast931.com.